This is Smart Tech, episode 1613, how to save 20% or more on gas costs for your car using technology. Hello and welcome to this episode of Smart Tech. I am your host, Chuck Minear. And today we are going to kill the gas hog. Yes, we are going to make bacon and smoked ham out of the gas hog. And how are we going to do that, you say? We're going to use technology. Specifically, we're going to use a website. Let me explain. A few days ago, I was reading an article in my local newspaper. Now, I live in the Los Angeles area, and we are infamous for having some of the highest gas prices in the nation. If you're listening outside of the United States, we're talking petrol, not natural gas. I just want to make that clear. So for my British friends, we have the highest petrol prices in the United States. And so it really pays to know which station has which prices. They're not consistent across the nation. Let me read you at least part of this article out of the San Gabriel Valley Tribune by Kevin Smith. If you're living in California, it pays to know where the cheap gas stations are. Southland motorists already know prices around here can be volatile, especially in times of refinery outages and fluctuating oil prices. A new report from GasBuddy.com helps drive the point home. The price tracking website's pump price spread report reveals surprisingly large gaps between the highest and lowest priced gas stations in various metro areas. The Hanford-Corcoran area, which by the way is about central California area, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, the Hanford-Corcoran area topped the list in California with an average price spread of $1.26. So if you were driving in that area and stopped in for a quick fill-up, you could end up paying $1.26 more per gallon than you needed to. San Bernardino, which by the way is in Southern California, has the second biggest gap statewide and largest price spread in Southern California, with an average range of $1.01 between the cheapest and most expensive gas. Los Angeles ranks second with a spread of 86 cents. Riverside is considerably lower with a gap of 69 cents, and Orange County landed slightly lower with a spread of 67 cents. Los Angeles has the biggest price variation among large U.S. cities, the report said, and the median spread among the 456 areas in GasBuddy's database is 27.5 cents. Quote, analyzing the data GasBuddy has quoted through the years, we noticed some commonalities among the city's highest ranked, said Patrick DeHaan, a senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy. They tend to be sprawling with a major connecting highway running through them. Additionally, they have the presence of a large warehouse retailer in the market. The good news for drivers in these areas is that there are opportunities to save money if you know where to look and choose to shop wisely. Shopping wisely could make all the difference for more than 2.4 million Southern Californians who are expected to drive to their holiday destinations this weekend that we're releasing Smart Tech on the 4th of July. The Automobile Club of Southern California says Southland residents will take to the roads, skis, and seas in the largest number since 2002. Statewide, nearly 5 million people are expected to travel, with 3.9 million going by car. And I'm sure they're all going to be on the road that I'm going to be on. And although gas prices have risen over the past month, they're still well below the prices that were seen a year ago. On Tuesday, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Los Angeles County was $2.97, up 13.4 cents from a month ago, but down nearly 60 cents from the same time last year, according to GasBuddy. Patricia Almarez stopped by a Union 76 station in Pasadena, California on Tuesday to fill up her Toyota Prius. Quote, I come here because it's close to home, the 45-year-old Pasadena resident said. I could go to an Arco that's nearby, but I think about the quality of gas I'm buying. When I use Arco gas, I hear a knocking sound, and I really come here for the convenience anyway, end quote. Jerry Garrick, 47, of Sherman Oaks, took things differently. "I do look for the lowest prices," she said. "I'm kind of surprised to see that there's such a big difference in prices here. I'm from New Jersey, and the prices will vary there, but not this much." So seeing that this is 4th of July weekend, that we're going to release this episode of Smart Tech, and by the way, for my American listeners, happy Independence Day. The 4th of July, very special day when the United States declared its independence. And also a big holiday weekend for driving, as we read in the article. So how can we use technology to save us some money? Well, I'm very fond of an app for my phone and now for the tablets called GasBuddy. And GasBuddy is a website and also an app. And GasBuddy is a crowdfunded or crowdsourced gas reporting app. And basically what you can do is, if you're using a device with GPS, you just open up the app and it will tell you within the number of miles that you specify the least expensive gas in the area. And if you click on that gas, it tells you how to get there. There's also some other things that I found on the website which are interesting. So, for example, near me, and remember, I live in Southern California, and these gas prices are for Southern California on the 4th of July in 2016. So they'll obviously change. And if you're listening in a European country, I'm really sorry about this because our gas prices are a lot lower than yours. So you might be wondering, man, if that was the only difference here, I don't care. I spend that much for, you know, a liter of gas. But anyway... in my area, there's a chain called ARCO, Atlantic Richfield Company, and they sell for $2.69. And it goes up to Chevron, which is also fairly close to me, about the same distance, and that is $3.05. And it tells you that one day ago, the Chevron was reported, and 1 hour ago, the ARCO was reported. It also gives you some great information. For example, you can change the type of fuel you want. You can view things by a map instead of a list. I'm looking at a list. You can see what the average price in the Los Angeles area is, which is, by the way, $2.98. And the current trend is for it to be going down a little bit instead of up. The lowest price in the Los Angeles basin is $2.43. So you can see, you know, is it worth me driving whatever distance it is to save 26 cents on the cheapest side? Probably not. By the way, before I continue, all of this information will be available on our website, www.smarttech.tv. I will link to the article that I referred to, and I will also link to the GasBuddy website where you can link to either Android or iOS apps and download those. All of this is absolutely free, and it's pretty neat. I check it quite often. Now, the other thing that the GasBuddy website gives you is a trip cost calculator. So before the show began, I put in my home address, and then I put down the Portland, Oregon area. Like, let's say that I want to take a car trip from Los Angeles to the Los Angeles area to the Portland, Oregon area. From where I live, that is going to be 967 miles. And the app figures out on the website that I'll use approximately 31.66 gallons. So what I do is I put in the address. I put in whether I'm going to go one way or round trip. I put in that I want to look at all stations. And then I put in my vehicle. So I have a 2015 Subaru Outback. The Subaru Outback gets approximately 24 miles to gallon in the city and 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. And it automatically knows that. Once I put in my vehicle information, it knows what that is. And it tells me that the tank holds 18.5 gallons and that it uses regular gasoline. And I hit the button that says calculate trip. So a map comes up. And it tells me where it suggests that I buy gas. So this is where I get the claim from the title of saving 20%. Because this particular trip, if I use the recommendations that GasBuddy gives me, it claims that over the average prices that I would have spent, I save about $20. So out of approximately a $100 trip, minus a couple bucks, so out of a $100 gas trip, it's going to cost me $77.52 if I stop at the station. So it suggests that I stop, that I fill up the first time in a town called Woodland, California, which is right above Sacramento at Anarco. And it's right now, it's $2.49 a gallon, and that I will put in approximately 13.92 gallons if all else is even. And that will cost me $34.66. Then when I get to a place called Rice Hill, Oregon, I should fill up again. And Rice Hill is somewhere in the middle of Oregon between the border and Portland. I'm not sure where that is, but at the Pilot gas station in Rice Hill, it's $2.39. It will cost me $31.70. And then when I get to Portland, I'm going to fill up at the Texaco station in Newburgh, Oregon, and that's going to be $2.49 a gallon, and that's going to cost me $11.16. So for $77.52, I can drive from Los Angeles to Portland, Oregon, and like I said, save 20% over whether I randomly just stopped at gas stations along the way. So that's pretty good information. I can print that out and take it with me, and I know how much that trip is going to cost me. They also have a part of the website that they call the USA National Gas Price Heat Map. And so you look at this price map, you look at this map of the United States, and you'll see everywhere from a dark green color all the way up through yellow, orange, and then to dark red. Dark red would be the most expensive gas. So right now, the least expensive gas in America looks to me like it's in the Mississippi area, Mississippi in the South there, and in South Carolina. In South Carolina, it's $1.88. And so you can see, you know, let's say you're going to travel cross country and you wanted to pay the lowest prices. Let's say that I was traveling to Atlanta from Los Angeles, and I want to, there's two routes I can take. I can take Highway 10 or I can take Highway 40. Which one do I want to take? Well, I can look at this heat price map and I can see that probably, Highway 40 is going to be a little cheaper because it's more dark green along Highway 40 than there is along Highway 10. And so I might decide I'm going to take the northern route instead of the southern route and save myself a few bucks on gas. Kind of a neat thing. Of course, the most expensive gas in the nation is everywhere that I'm going to go on my trip: California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Nevada. Or if you go into the New York, New England area, it's pretty expensive. But California is much, much more expensive than everybody else. And you can tell that right on the website. They also have a retail price chart. So that's kind of interesting to see. In the United States, the average in 2015 went up to $2.81 a gallon. And in February of 2016, dropped down to $1.69 a gallon in the USA. And now we're up to an average of around $2.40. Well, that was last month, and it's dropped about 10 cents a gallon on the average. So you can kind of see that we've been up and down, but staying right, you know, the average would be about $2.25 a gallon. The other interesting page is the media page, and there's a map there that looks at retail fuel prices across the country, and it looks a little bit like the heat map, but it's a more blocky. So you can kind of see that the absolute cheapest gas United States right now: Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and South Carolina and Virginia. What's really interesting, and you can see the difference of state taxes probably, is Pennsylvania and New York are an average of $2.42 a gallon, and you go right over the border into New Jersey, and it's $2.09 a gallon. So the difference is like 30-some cents there just by crossing over the border. So I'd suggest that you go on our website, www.smarttech.tv. You click on the Gas Buddy link, and you download the app because, like I said, it's absolutely free, and you can really save some money over the course of a year if you just take a minute to look up the lowest price gas, and you can also hit the map, and you can see the directions you want to go. That's gasbuddy.com. If you want other information tech-wise, just go to our website. I've already shared it, but I'll share it one more time. SmartTech, www.smarttech, SmartTech.tv. We've got episodes from the last few years there. You can download them all. You can also click on our social media links. That's one of the best ways to contact us. Most people contact us, by the way. Number one way of contacting us is Facebook. So people like us on Facebook and then leave comments on our Facebook page. But you can also leave comments on our website. We have a place to leave them there. You can subscribe to our newsletter over on the right. And you can subscribe to us also on your favorite podcatcher. So over on the right-hand side of the screen are different podcatchers. There's iTunes. There's Overcast. And we're part of several networks. We're part of the Stitcher Network. We're part of TuneIn Network. We're also newly on Google Play. So if you want to, if you're an Android user especially, or a Google Chrome user, you can go right to your Google Play and you can subscribe to Smart Tech. There's a link on our website on the right-hand side that goes straight to Google Play and lets you subscribe. I hope you found this information interesting and useful. And I'd also like to take a moment to wish all of the people of the United States of America a happy Independence Day, a happy 4th of July. You know, without freedom, I wouldn't be able to do things like this podcast. There are many countries that don't allow people to just broadcast whatever they want, to create their own station, to become parts of networks, to say what's on their hearts and minds. And I am privileged and honored to live in a country, a place that lets me do that. I don't know if many of you know it, but one of the other things that I do quite often is sing. I sing in a group. We go around and we sing in different places. And to end this show, I'm going to do something a little different. I did an album a while back on patriotic songs, and one of them that I did was a song called Let Freedom Ring. I'd like to end this episode of Smart Tech with that song. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you a little bit smarter about tech.
Deep within the heart has always known that there is freedom. Somehow breathe into the very soul of life. The prisoner, the powerless, the slave have always known it. There's something that keeps reaching for the sky. And even life begins because a baby fights for freedom. And the songs we love to sing have freedom's theme. Some have walked through fire and blood to find the place of freedom, and some faced hell itself for freedom's dream. Let freedom fiber of creation. And he meant for us to all be free and and